You wake up. The room is spinning very gently round your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It is pitch black.
Uh-oh.
So we're not even doing any intro here. We're just diving right in. All right.
You're surely to be eaten.
This
by
is the first episode of List Inventory, which may be a Retronauts thing, maybe not. It's an experiment. We're going to see what happens. We're recording a video. I'm writing on a whiteboard with a marker. We're going to play a text adventure, in this case, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Infocom and Douglas Adams. And we're going to see what happens in the next half hour or so. I'm Jeremy Parrish, the AMSR. Is that, did I say that right?
AMSR.
Autonomic Radio Sensory Reflex. So
yeah.
I'm your host, Jeremy Parrish. I'm going to be narrating and entering commands here in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy console. And these guys, introduce yourselves, they're going to be attempting to solve this game with me.
So I'm Ben Elgin. Do we want to talk at all about like our history with this, or just like
make it fast?
Right, make it fast. Yeah. So like, I grew up with Hitchhikers. Hitchhikers was a thing. It like informed my entire like sense of humor as a kid, which I'm sure made my high school assignments insufferable. but
so I you can admit it.
Oh yeah. I have technically played this game, but it was, you know, a quarter century ago, and it's going to get mixed up in my head with things from the books. So it's not necessarily going to help us this much. It might even be a hindrance. We'll find out.
I've never played this game, but I read the spoiler book in about 1988, so I don't remember much of that.
Wow. Also, this is an Infocom game, so I've decided this is Ginfocom, even though Jeremy disagrees with me.
It's called List Inventory.
So this game came out in 1984. It was created by Steve Moretzky and Douglas Adams.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Benj Edwards.
There you go.
That's what we're really after.
I'm just continuing what he said, though. Yeah, I'm Benj Edwards. You know me, I guess, as the guy on Retronauts who makes jokes that aren't good.
Oh, okay. I'm Chris Sims, and are we going to have like a Chiron or a lower third? Because I would like mine to say the Prince of Karate.
Okay, you are now the Prince of Karate, yeah. And I am the Prince of Space.
I found out the other day that there was a member of the Aquabats named Chainsaw, the Prince of Karate, and like, I want to quit writing. I was also a big fan of Hitchhiker's Guide, also insufferable as a teenager and in my 20s. Weirdly enough, if you want to know how pretentious I was as a kid, I preferred the Dirk Gently novels.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I love the Dirk Gently novels, but that's a take.
but yeah, like, I really, really loved Hitchhiker's Guide, read it all, obviously. I hate adventure games, so we will see how this goes. Yeah.
All right, I think to make this work, we need to be orderly. So you guys are going to take turns issuing commands, and we'll see what happens. So Ben, all the pressure's on you. We are in a dark room, it's pitch black, the room is spinning. Now what?
Okay, I'm pretty sure we need to open our eyes.
I was going to say,
I think I remember that being
bit,
the, you know, I think I remember like, that being the opening, but I'm not actually positive.
I feel like
positive.
If you can see that it's pitch black, you probably have your eyes open, but let's find out. Open eyes. They are.
Oh, okay.
They are.
We actually need to.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that too. Stand up.
Very difficult, but you manage it. The room is still spinning. It dips and sways a little.
So you're drunk? I don't know.
Is there like a list of commands, or do we just have to freestyle this and figure it out?
Let's see. I mean, I can try. List commands.
It's freestyle.
I don't know the word commands.
Yeah,
it's an Infocom parser, so you just have to...
Type.
Switch.
Win game.
All right. Win game. I don't know the word win.
These are some early text adventures. They're not quite that flexible.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
Every text adventure game should have that.
Yeah. Your turn, Ben.
So I'm trying to remember if we actually need any intermediate steps here. But
don't try to remember. Just go with your instincts.
Turn on the light.
Turn on light. Ah, everything's lighter now. Good start to the day. Pity it's going to be the worst of your life. The light is now on. You are in the bedroom. The bedroom is a mess. It is a small bedroom with a faded carpet and old wallpaper. There is a wash basin, a chair with a tatty dressing gown slung over it, and a window with the curtains drawn. Near the exit leading south is a phone. There is a flathead screwdriver here. there is a toothbrush here. Of these things, I would say the actionable items might be probably not the carpet, maybe a wash basin, I don't know, maybe a chair, maybe the dressing gown.
Screwdriver.
So the thing about this game is we need all the things.
So do you want to pilfer and loot your own bedroom? All right, what are we taking first? Get screwdriver. It dances by you like a thing possessed.
Wow. That's screwed up.
Drunk. You're drunk. Yeah. You're drunk, Chris Sims. Told you, drink coffee.
Yeah, maybe we have to sober up first.
Yeah.
Drink
coffee. No, I think the room is spinning, right?
No, I think you are drunk, spinning. Chris.
Oh.
We're hungover.
You're clearly you had too much to drink. You tied one on.
Not me. The rest of you, maybe.
Chris, you are the lightweight in this group.
Yeah. Brush teeth.
Brush.
What do you guys do first thing in the morning?
You have nothing to brush your teeth with.
Get a brush.
Get a brush.
Well, we'll give you that one as a free.
It dances by you like a thing possessed.
I
exercise.
Meanwhile, you've already taken two turns in a row, twice in a row. You've acted twice as many times as these guys. But you guys need to hurry. Remember, there is a Vokon constructor fleet heading toward Earth at this very moment.
You slap yourself in the face.
It's Ben's turn.
Make coffee.
It's Ben's turn.
Wear bathrobe.
Wear bathrobe.
Is it going to tell me I need to pick it up first?
I don't know the word bathrobe. It's called a dressing gown. I'll give you a free one.
Wear a dressing gown.
Wear dressing. This is a British game, sir.
Yes.
You're not holding your gown.
Can you read what was in the room again? I forgot. I need that printed on this wall.
All right. Faded carpet. Wallpaper. Chair with dressing gown. Screwdriver. Toothbrush.
Toothbrush is the mighty pirate,
wash basin.
Right?
Wash basin. There you go. Yeah, splash face with a wash basin. Yeah, what's the right command? Ben. Use wash basin. Try that.
I don't know the word use.
Splash face with wash face?
Or just wash face.
Wash face? You could try that. Wash face.
It is now much cleaner.
Okay. The room's still spinning. Do you think we have the option to make coffee?
It's just not the equipment for in this room.
It's Chris's turn.
Are there exits?
Stop spinning.
I don't think you can brute force this one. That's not how sobriety works. I don't know the word spinning.
You clearly do. You just said it many times.
I know. I'm merely quoting the computer.
I would really like someone to make a soundboard of Jeremy saying all the words he doesn't know as we play this. That would be very fun for me.
Yes.
Okay, so we tried washing our face. That didn't work. Are there?
I wonder what's outside.
Yeah, exits.
Oh, let's see. Exit.
There's the window.
Yeah, we can list our exits, can't we?
Near the exit leading south is a phone. I forgot that one.
And there's the window with the curtains, too.
We could open the curtains. Let's do that. It's my turn. Open curtains.
Should I do this in, the BBC voice? I don't know.
Sure, it'd be appropriate.
As you part your curtains, you see that it's a bright morning. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The meadows are blooming. And a large yellow bulldozer is advancing on your home.
And it's about to knock it down, yeah.
Yikes.
So we gotta get unhungover so we can pick up our things and get out of here.
Binge.
Oh man. We tried to wash your face as clean.
Yes, you're very clean. You feel very fresh as you're about to die.
Oh man. Maybe call somebody? What do you think?
It's not going to make us sober.
I didn't read the book.
Are you going to phone a friend?
We need to get sober enough to pick things up.
Yeah, well, I would, slap yourself in the face or take a shower. Or
you can't take a shower in a wash basin. You can only bird bath.
Yeah.
Make coffee.
There's no coffee here. There's no coffee.
So stab yourself with a screwdriver.
No.
You have to pick up the screwdriver first.
So
did you want to slap self?
Yeah, try that.
All right. Done. You have died.
What?
Well done.
Wait, because we slapped ourselves or because the bulldozer got here?
I think you really went for it.
Wow. Yeah, this is a hard
it's
game.
It's going to be a difficult crime scene to parse.
We are about to give you your score. Put on your peril-sensitive sunglasses now. Your score is 0 of a possible 400 in 9 turns.
All right.
Would you like to start over?
Yes.
Restore a saved position or end this session of the game?
Let's start over.
Restart. I have the feeling we should have picked an easier game for the first one, like an easier adventure game, because this is known to be a difficult game.
All right.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You wake up. The room is spinning very gently round your head. Or at least it would be if you could see it, which you can't. It is pitch black.
Okay, so...
Now are you set to... does that set the tone?
Yes, yes.
You got the Beeb voice.
So let's stand up and turn on the lights. Let's get back to where we were.
Stand up. Very difficult, but you manage it.
Mm-hmm.
The room is still spinning. It dips and sways a little.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on lights. Once again, the bedroom is a mess. It is a small bedroom with a faded carpet and old wallpaper. There is a wash basin, a chair with a tatty dressing gown slung over it, and a window with the curtains drawn. Near the exit leading south is a phone. There is a flathead screwdriver here. There is a toothbrush here. It's possible we may not be able to do anything in this room until we're sober.
No. Let's go.
No. Okay, go south then.
You miss the doorway by a good 18 inches. The wall jostles you rather rudely.
Chris?
So we can't leave the room.
We tried washing our face. We can't pick up the toothbrush.
Oh, I gotta take away the darkness.
It's no longer dark.
Sit in chair. Try that one.
That's not important. Leave it alone.
Why is it mean to me? No.
I wonder, Mr. Win Game.
It doesn't know I did that.
Like, I assume we can't get anywhere by just asking it to sober up.
No. Sober up. I don't know the word sober.
Sober, yeah.
Okay.
How about use the phone somehow? Ben, is there anybody to call?
Use phone. I don't know the word use. You'll have to use a different word.
Yeah. Call somebody. But who would
Ford?
Call? Ford? Call who?
Ford Prefect?
Your friend, Ford.
Your friend.
You're skipping ahead in the prospectus, I think.
Yeah. We don't know he exists yet.
You reach for the receiver. It slips through your fumbling fingers and hits the carpet with a nerve-shattering bang.
Jump out the window. Or you could wait. We could wait till the bulldozer gets here, maybe. Just type nice. Wait.
I'm going to go ahead and save.
Yeah. That's probably a good idea. What?
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. It's telling me that I need to sign in to be able to save the game.
Oh, no.
Does this text-based adventure game have, like, microtransactions? Does it need to store your account?
It's running through a web.
You need to download Frotz.
It doesn't work on Macs.
Or whatever. Or inform.
All right, this gives me a second to plan my move.
Think about it while I sign up for an account.
We tried to put on the dressing gown, right?
I think so.
We tried
We didn't have it yet. We could try. I don't know if we technically tried picking up the dressing gown. Picking up everything else has failed. Well, the dressing gown is a bigger thing.
All right.
Maybe we can pick up the dressing gown.
Basically, they're telling you you can't do anything because you're drunk. So I think that's the problem at hand.
Yeah, we need to get unhungover.
There's no, Tylenol or water here.
Well, there's a wash basin.
There's a wash basin.
But it didn't the same.
Yeah,
drink filthy wash basin water. I don't know the word filthy. Yeah, I want to try pick up dressing gown.
Yeah, actually, there might be things in the pockets, too.
Okay, hang on one sec.
Maybe there's some ibuprofen in the pockets of the dressing gown. I don't know.
Does this follow the plot of the novel? Is that what's going on?
Vaguely.
He wears a
yes, we want to be. Yeah. We want the dressing gown with us for sure.
There you go. Well, maybe you should put it on then.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely need to put that on before we leave the house. But we somehow need to get sober, and I have no recollection of how to do that.
Is this set in the present time of 1984 era?
Yes, it is. It is a contemporary game.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, what was our decision here?
Pick up dressing gown,
or take dressing gown, or whatever.
You can't reach it from the bed. The effort almost kills you.
Stand up.
Why was I on the... I just walked into the wall by the door.
Wasn't that a different
game? I had to restart, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, stand
right. So stand I'll up. Try pick up gown. I'll give you some... Oops. Maybe it would help if I didn't typo. Pick up gown. Luckily, this is large enough for you to get hold of. You notice something in the pocket.
Ah.
Examine pocket.
The dressing gown is faded and battered. It is clearly a garment which has seen better decades. It has a pocket which is closed and a small loop at the back of the collar.
There you go. So open pocket.
Closed. That's not how you describe a pocket.
You do an
if it's important. Fastened.
It's a closed pocket.
It's not a door. It's
like open pocket.
This is a British pocket.
It's hard to open or close the pocket unless you're wearing the gown.
Wait, I know the exact command for this one.
Okay.
Don gown. I remember that phrase.
You do?
I think put on would probably also work, but I know it knows the word don.
All right, so we've got gown in the active inventory. That's why it's red. Can I also use doff later?
Doff maybe. Gown. I don't know.
You are now wearing your gown. Okay. Whose turn was it now?
Well, so now you go back. We'll just let Bench continue opening the pocket.
Open pocket.
Okay. Opening your gown reveals a thing your aunt gave you, which you don't know what it is, a buffered analgesic and pocket fluff.
Mm. Okay, we need the fluff and the thing for later.
So take the buffered
no spoilers, Ben.
I mean, I think we assumed we needed it.
Right. Just assume anything.
Anything I say is this vague memory, so I don't think about it. Yeah.
All anyways. Right. So let's put what we have in our inventory
true
here.
Power gamer.
Gown. Thing.
Thing,
the
fluff.
The thing the aunt gave. An analgesic. And fluff.
The fluff, by the way, was one of the feelies in the original Infocom package. It came with a small ball of fluff.
All right, so...
Also, we're right there. That's us.
Yes,
that's
yes
us.
We are. Cool. So is an analgesic going to sober us up?
Well, it's like a Tylenol.
Okay, yeah. It's
a painkiller.
Yeah, it's an
take analgesic.
Yeah, take it.
I bet you're going to need some water. Let's see.
Water in the wash basin.
Should I take analgesic? I guess it's in the pocket, so yes.
Swallow. Consume. Uh-oh, he died.
What? You swallow the tablet. After a few seconds, the room begins to calm down and behave in an orderly manner. Your terrible headache goes.
Yay.
So now we can accomplish things.
Okay. Cool.
Save the game again.
Yeah. Save the game.
We got somewhere.
What would you like to call your saved game?
Retronauts.
Still alive.
This may not be Retronauts. I don't know. It's list inventory. We haven't decided how it's going to happen yet.
Listonauts.
It's invent one. That's what I did.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Let's advance.
Well, that's your turn.
No, I did.
Oh, did you just take that?
I'd say let's save the world, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's not. Let's pick up screwdriver.
Taken.
Excellent.
sorry.
Gown, thing, fluff. Does it say there was a thing in your pocket?
Yeah, a thing from our aunt that we don't know what it is.
Oh.
And technically we don't have the analgesic anymore because we ate it.
Yeah. Okay.
A gentle erasing.
I don't want to erase the wrong words. That'd be...
Yeah. I'd say get toothbrush. That might come in handy later.
As you pick up the toothbrush, a tree outside the window collapses. There is no causal relationship between these two events.
Bulldozer is getting closer, so we should probably go ahead and
leave.
Maybe you should, I don't know, look and see what's happening.
Look out the window. That might
have an
use
we
a turn.
I don't think that we've opened the curtains yet in this game since we.
I mean, it's going to take another turn to do that.
I mean, we know there's a bulldozer there.
And gets closer. Yeah, I would just leave the room.
Honestly. We're on turn 11.
I okay. go south.
Yeah. Go south.
Yeah.
You make your way down to the front porch. Front porch.
Oh, and the gown should probably be in red now, too, because we're wearing it. Oh, it is there. Okay. The chair is up there.
Right. Front porch. This is the enclosed front porch of your home. Your front garden lies to the south, and you can re-enter your home to the north. On the doormat is a pile of junk mail.
We need that junk mail. Take the junk mail.
Get junk mail.
Get junk mail, yeah. Take
some large robe pockets.
Yeah.
You gather up the pile of mail. It's a dressing gown, man. It's
People space, put their whole cordless phone handset in those pockets. Do you remember doing that back in the day?
So now what?
I'm wondering if we actually do need to call Ford to get him to show up. I'm not sure.
Well, how would we know who Ford was?
I mean, we wouldn't.
Ben's over here living out time out of order.
I am.
Trying to remember the future.
Yeah, well, and we need to slow down the...
are we trying to save his house, basically, you think?
Basically, what you need to know about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is you can't save anything.
Yeah, we cannot ultimately save the house. However, we may need to postpone the house getting knocked down until we can meet up with people and advance the plot so that we don't die first.
And
there is an exit. There is an exit to your side.
Yeah. Did it describe the bulldozer when you looked at the...
We haven't even looked at it in this lifetime.
Yeah,
you told us to leave.
May screw us over.
Move us down to the porch. Our magnet.
Oh, yeah, we're on the porch.
Oh, right.
And maybe we're going to move again. I don't know. There wasn't anything else here but junk mail, so I don't think there's much else to do.
I have no idea. What do you want to do, Chris?
Go south.
Go south. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Front of house. You can enter your home to the north. A path leads around it to the northeast and northwest.
There you go.
It's a butt.
And a country lane is visible to the south. It's a poopin' butt. All that lies between your home and the huge yellow bulldozer bearing down on it is a few yards of mud. Mr. Prosser from the local council is standing on the other side of the bulldozer. He seems to be wearing a digital watch. He looks startled to see you emerge and yells at you to get out of the way. The bulldozer rumbles slowly toward your home.
Get out of way.
Can we talk to that guy?
We can talk to Prosser, yeah.
Talk to Prosser?
Tell Prosser to stop.
Does it know stop?
I don't know.
No, it didn't know stop when I tried to get the room to stop spinning.
No, it didn't know spinning.
Oh, it didn't know spinning, yeah.
Tell Prosser stop. Please consult your manual for the correct way to talk to characters.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Talk to Prosser.
I do not remember the details of that. Have you got a manual?
Mr. Prosser looks at you expectantly as if you seem to be about to talk.
Wait, so what did...
Talk to Prosser. Did you try that?
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
So we got to say something to him.
Let me see if there's a manual.
If Prosser's already listened to us, maybe we can just say stop now.
Yeah, one of the things I generally dislike about older text adventure games is all the trial and error involved. So we're going to have to die hundreds of times.
Yeah, but also it's just the engine's...
I will say stop. Nope, you use the word stop in a way I don't understand.
We could go northwest or something. We'll see what happens.
If we get out of the way of the house, I think the bulldozer's just going to knock it down.
Well, let's see what happens when it knocks down
in the game. Okay,
northwest or northeast? Yeah. Northwest or northeast?
Northeast.
Do we know which side the bulldozer's on?
I think it's
directly
in front of us.
In front, yeah.
There's like there's mud in between.
Probably here somewhere.
So what happened in the book is Arthur lays in the mud in front of the bulldozer to make it stop.
Okay.
And we may have to do that.
So do that.
Well, that's cheating.
Having read the book?
Yeah.
It did mention the mud.
It did mention the mud. Yeah.
So.
Talking to characters in the story is a...
All right, so we've got the bulldozer, we've got the mud.
Yeah.
That's a good bulldozer.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's why they hired me for this role.
weird.
I think lay in mud.
All right, well, yeah, let's lay in the mud.
Why is that in the appendix? Hold on. Table contest from communicating with hitchhikers.
We'll talk.
There we lay go. In mud. That sentence isn't one I recognize. How about enter mud?
Or just lie down.
You hit your head against the ground as you attempt this feat. The bulldozer rumbles slowly toward your home.
Here we go. This is, it says, you will meet other people and creatures in Hitchhikers. You can talk to these beings by typing their name, then a comma, then whatever you want to say to them.
Ah, that's right.
So bartender, comma.
Prosser, comma, stop.
Yeah, bartender,
that
comma.
That sounds familiar. I actually remember that now that you've
so
said it.
So Prosser, comma, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That should work according sure. to this.
Also, who tries to lie in the mud head first? Arthur?
Well, you said enter mud.
You have been very drunk until now. Mm-hmm. Prosser, stop. I don't understand. What are you referring to?
It's a large piece of machinery. Prosser, stop, about, bulldozer. We need a direct object.
Prosser, stop, bulldozer. Yeah, try that.
Prosser says, I wouldn't stop the bulldozer even if you were lying in front of it. The bulldozer rumbles slowly toward your home.
There you
lie
go.
Lie in front of bulldozer.
Yeah, there's your hint, finally.
Is it lay or lie?
I don't know.
It's lay.
Lie.
Tell falsehoods to bulldozer.
It's lie.
You lie down in the path of the advancing bulldozer. Prosser yells at you to, for Christ's sake, move.
Don't move.
I mean, we could just wait and see what happens. When's the last time we saved?
Yeah. Wait. Wait is usually a command in these games.
Oh, yeah.
Time passes. The bulldozer thunders toward you. The ground is shaking beneath you as you lie in the mud. Chris? Wing it. Do you need to phone a friend?
The phone's in the other room.
We have tried waiting. We have tried. Well,
you can wait again.
You can wait more. Yeah. I mean, bulldozers
don't move.
You just wait. Yeah.
It's probably the same.
Don't move. What don't you want to move?
Don't move yourself. I would just say
this
wait.
This is equivalent to wait.
This is why the scum engine was so important.
This is like arguing with someone from the alt-right online. It's just
block
mindless
game.
Yeah, mindless technicalities to be obtuse.
It's not its fault. It doesn't have a very large vocabulary. But
that's true. Wait. I don't think this game hates non-white people.
Try Prosser, stop, bulldozer again now that we're laying in front of it.
Please step aside as I need to be able to knock your house down. The noise of the giant bulldozer is now so violently loud that you can't even hear Prosser yelling to warn you that you will be killed if you don't get the hell out of the way. You just see him gesticulating wildly.
I kind of feel like get the hell out of the way is the way to go.
Wait. I'd say wait.
Just I feel like we probably needed to call someone.
Yeah, we probably should have called someone on the phone.
Okay. But hey, is it your turn now, Binge?
I don't know.
That was me, so it's back to Ben. I think. I don't know if I skipped over you.
You go south down the garden path. You can go northwest,
right,
northeast, northwest.
Mud,
you'd have to stand.
Yeah, that uses another turn, too.
You could try to wield the fluff at the bulldozer.
Use the fluff, Luke.
What if we use something? Okay, can we, like, jam the screwdriver in the treads? Like, use screwdriver on bulldozer? Is that a thing?
Go
is
for
that
it.
Anything?
Go for it. I don't think it's not going to work.
You want to try that, Ben?
Sure. Try it. It's not going to work.
Slowly dismantle it piece by piece. Because it does seem to be moving very slowly.
I don't know the word use.
Unscrew bulldozer. No, this is not going to work.
I would just wait again, see if it kills you, and then we'll start over.
And then we'll go find a friend instead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time passes. With a terrible grinding of gears, the bulldozer comes to an abrupt halt.
Yes!
Just in front of you. It shakes, shudders, and emits noxious substances all over your rosebed. Prosser is incoherent with rage. Moments later, your friend Ford Prefect arrives.
Okay, this is what we
He hardly seems to notice your predicament, but keeps glancing nervously at the sky. He says, "Hello, Arthur." Takes a towel from his battered leather satchel and offers it to you.
He took a what
take
from his
the towel? Take the
a towel.
Towel
from okay. his battered so, leather satchel and offers it to you.
You always need a towel.
So yes,
I would save the game again immediately after
that. That's actually that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but we should take the towel. For
Jeremy,
sure.
It's like you designed this to make me mad.
I had nothing to do with this. I was a little kid when this game
experience.
This experience, yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, a different adventure game wouldn't be as obtuse. But
anyway, we definitely need
we're
the
taking
towel.
The towel.
Take the towel.
Yeah, take towel.
Take proffered towel. As you take it, Ford says, "Look, thanks for lending me the towel. Been nice knowing you. Got to go now." He smiles oddly and walks down the country lane.
Wait, so
I feel like
gone?
This is a place where you probably need to know the book to know what to do.
It's weird.
I mean, yeah, we need to go to the pub and yeah.
What?
Follow the Ford first.
No. Probably need to stand up, but
yeah, stand up.
No, army crawl.
No.
Slither.
This is doesn't have your sense of humor. It's obtuse.
It has a dry British sense of humor.
Yeah. I'd say stand up. Did we already stand up to
no,
get a towel?
I don't, no, I don't think okay. so.
Stand up. The bulldozer driver gives a quick chew of his gum and slams in the clutch. The bulldozer piles into the side of your home. Your home collapses in a cloud of dust, and a stray flying brick hits you squarely on the back of the head. You try to think of some suitable last words. But what with the confusion of the moment and the spinning of your head, you were unable to compose anything pithy and expire in silence.
Hmm. Oh well. Restore game to where we're lying down.
Okay.
About to get the towel.
I hit enter. You keep out of this, you're dead. An ambulance arrives. You keep out of this, you're dead, and should be concentrating on developing a good, firm rigor mortis. You are put in the ambulance, which drives away.
This is a very good bit, actually.
Yeah. I remember this bit. For a dead person, you are talking too much. As the ambulance reaches the mortuary, a fleet of Vogon constructor ships unexpectedly arrives and demolishes the Earth to make way for a new hyperspace bypass. Hmm. We are about to give you your score. Put on your peril-sensitive sunglasses now. Your score is 10 of a possible 400 in 21
Ooh,
turns.
10.
Huh.
Would you like to start over, restore a saved position, or end the session of the game?
Restore.
Let's restore.
Save.
Restore.
Where did we save? Lying in front of the bulldozer?
We did.
All right. Is Ford here yet?
Yes.
We've been going for
we
more than half
time.
An hour.
Yeah. What's
your cutoff time, guys?
Kinda gotta go.
Yeah. I think we're...
All right.
Unfortunately.
So... Maybe we'll try a different game next time.
No, I think we should come back to this in like a month after we've all forgotten what we've done. It'll be very good.
I don't know. We made some progress.
I think we need
there.
To, yeah, we need to talk to Ford and get him to
That's
talk.
Why follow cross- Ford down country lane.
But the problem is we need
yeah,
to not get killed by
not
the collapsing house.
Stand
just
stand up.
Get like
it killed us as soon as we stood up.
Yeah, don't stand up. Just go.
Well, I would say, couldn't you just wait? Stay in the mud till the aliens come.
Then the
standing up gets
it
you
is?
Out of the
okay.
way the bulldozer, which kills you with the brick.
Then how
so
could
you
escape
to, like,
the Earth?
Skitter.
We by hitchhiking, obviously. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Is that where the name comes from? All right, gentlemen. Thank you for your patience and persistence and for dying so gracefully. This has been the first episode of List Inventory, where we didn't even survive long enough to actually type List Inventory. Very sad. This was an attempt to play The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it ended much as most first attempts to play The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy typically go. So thank you for this very authentic experience. Again, I've been Jeremy Parrish, and with me, suffering through Arthur Dent's front lawn.
Ben Elgin.
Ben Jennings.
Chris Sims.
And I think we're just going to take some feedback on this and see how people like it and decide what we're going to do in the future, but I, for one, enjoyed killing you all.
It was fun. Thanks.
Cheers.